We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Stargazers 3. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for calming nap times, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just want to unwind with a soothing story. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we're going to hear a story about three stargazers named Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. I wonder how they will explore the stars tonight. Let's begin our sleepy time tale now. The Stargazers 3. Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod love to gaze up at the stars. Each night before bed, they imagine new ways to explore the starry sky. On one night, they pretended that their bed was a big floating trampoline. Winkin' imagined that if a star fell from the sky,
I got it!
They could use the trampoline to catch the star and bounce it back up into space.
You're welcome!
On another night, they pretended that their bed was a big fluffy cloud that could float high up into the air.
Let's go!
Blinkin thought it would be fun to imagine that the stars were delicious star fruit they could pick from the sky and have for a bedtime snack.
Star fruit is yummy!
Tonight, the three explorers are imagining that their bed is a wooden shoe. Not just any ordinary shoe, but a wooden shoe that floats like a ship. Nod imagined that they could sail all the way up to the sky and that the stars could be starfish floating around in the big blue yonder.
Let's all gaze at the starfish.
Come on!
Let's go!
Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod one night sailed off in a wooden shoe. Sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We've come to gaze at the lovely starfish that live in the beautiful sea. Hearts of silver. Shoe, and the wind that swept them. are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head. And a wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundly bed. So shut your eyes while the full moon sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see such lovely things as you rock in the misty sea, where the old moon swayed the stargazers three.
And so goes another adventure for Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod, the Stargazers 3. The End. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. If you enjoyed tonight's tale, remember to subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts. This helps our show climb the charts so that others can discover Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time.